This is All Things Considered on KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. Today, the key prosecution witness in the trial of former Arkansas Treasurer Martha Shaffner took the witness stand. Bondbroker Steele Stevens is the one who allegedly gave Shaffner at least $36,000 in exchange for state investments being made through his firm. He eventually went to federal investigators with Shaffner now facing charges of extortion and bribery. Reporter Rob Moritz is covering the trial for us and joins me now in the studio. And Rob, what did Stevens have to say about how this relationship with Shaffner began?
Well, he said that they met at a get-together, and he was very anxious to get to know her because she was state treasurer and knew that there was possibly a lot of bond business that he would be able to get in on. They developed a relationship and became friends, and he started to get some business thrown his way. Eventually, it kind of started to grow, and at one point, Mr. Stevens testified that the state treasurer had was concerned about where she was living, didn't have enough money for rent, and asked if Mr. Stevens could actually buy her a house. Well, he said he couldn't do that. He was concerned about having his name on the mortgage. But he did agree to give her $1,000 a month for apartment rent. And he made these payments to her in a pie box every 5.5 to 6 months. It was just rolled up $100 bills with a rubber band around them. And he, in being questioned by the U.S. prosecutor, indicated that after he started paying her, he started receiving more business. And then they broke out how much in commissions he made during this period that started back in 2007. And he was working for a firm called Appletree here in Little Rock, and he made $50,000 to $70,000 the first year. He then transferred to St. Bernard's Financial in Russellville, and at that point he was doing much more bond business with the state. The first year with St. Bernard's, it was $200,000. Second year, $500,000. The third year, 2010, $1.5 million. And then in 2011, it was $800,000.
This sounds so extraordinary for a bond broker to meet the state treasurer and to build this relationship where he's eventually secretly giving her money and paying for her rent. Did he talk any about this feeling odd to him? Just the extraordinary nature of what it's like to end up in this position?
No, he indicated that his motive was clear. He wanted to he did this because he knew he'd get more business. But after the audit report came out in September, and then they talked about it some more at a December meeting, the audit report had suggested that if the bonds had not been sold early, or called early, the state would have made several million dollars more than it actually did. But in one email, Steele Stevens points out that he actually did, through all these transactions, make $12 million more for the state by the way he handled those bonds.
And after it became apparent that some of these bonds, while there were some profits there, but not making as much as it potentially could have, that's when the legislature started paying attention and you had the hearings. Did he describe what that was like? Did he start feeling a lot more pressure or unnerved at the attention that these investments were getting?
Couldn't really tell on him, but he did say that she was feeling a lot more pressure. She was becoming more and more concerned because she thought that the audit were kind of trumped up, as the phrase that's used, against her, and that also some of the people that worked on her staff also were out to get her. And one other thing, he also indicated, and this was kind of a very unusual thing, it was never indicated whether it was illegal or not, but the state treasurer was providing Steele Stevens the portfolio of all the other firms and companies that were doing bond work too, so he could monitor how they were doing, and this would give him a little bit of an edge, or you know, some idea as to how he could approach things differently when he does his. And at the first time he asked for him, Autumn Sanson, her the chief financial officer, I believe, didn't want to give him this information.
And that was a key point yesterday. Yeah. I was in trial when she testified about that.
She did not want to give it to him. He went behind her back and called the state treasurer. And then later that day, she gave him copies of this these portfolios. But then every other time, the state treasurer provided them to him herself.
During the testimony yesterday, a lot of the employees, there were four employees of the treasurer's office who described Schaffner as erratic, very hostile, demanding that things be done her way, even though she didn't have the education or training that these people who specialize in that field had. Did he give any indication in his testimony today about any kind of erratic personality?
Her state of mind, something like that?
Uh-huh.
No, well, he did say that she was very paranoid at times. She was very nervous, and that's why he provided her with the cell phone. And the first time, while he was working with the FBI, apparently in January of 2013, he drove up to Newport, and he was mic'd. And they played that almost two-hour conversation today for the jury to hear. And it's quite obvious that the former state treasurer was nervous. She felt like a lot of people were against her. She still wasn't sure she'd done anything wrong. She did express concern about the payments that she was receiving. But she also was very used some very colorful language, I should say, to describe some of the coworkers, which is different than the Martha Schaffner that you would if you could have known at the state capitol. She was very concerned and a little bit bitter too.
Did Stevens testify about how he eventually began working with the FBI and, as you mentioned, wore a wire?
No, he didn't. He did not today. But I got the impression that he had told her that the FBI had talked to him. This was, I think, in December. So she was aware that they had met. But apparently, I know that he's been promised immunity in exchange for his testimony. So I'm sure that played a heavy role.
Did Martha Schaffner's attorney, Chuck Banks, get a chance while you were in court to question Steele Stevens?
No. This was a two-hour tape of their first meeting. And so I would imagine that the defense will get their chance to cross-examine him probably Monday.
That's reporter Rob Moritz, who's covering the trial of Martha Schaffner for us. Rob, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
This is KUAR 89.1.